receiving by giving. I have received witnesses of the Spirit primarily as I have taught others the gospel, bearing testimony to people of the restoration and the truthfulness of it. It is like strengthening a muscle. Only in its use do we develop it so that we can use it more fully. We knew of the gospel in the premortal life, but it is obscured from our consciousness in mortality until we teach and testify about it and pray for it. Then the testimony develops. I can honestly say that my greatest learning and insights have come from teaching in order to reach people, different kinds of people, people from different cultures with different frames of reference. The very effort to adapt and be flexible to accommodate their realities causes me to learn and to grow and to extend myself through other dimensions of my personality. Centered in Christ, not in the church. I received the following letter from a woman who was baptized more than 30 years ago. She said, "I converted to the church at the age of 18. I later married in the temple and had 7 children. Over the years, I served as a teacher and an officer in several auxiliaries on the ward and state levels. The church gave a pattern to my life, and I felt complete. In 1980, the church introduced the block meeting schedule, and I've never been able to adjust to this radical change in what had been a very comforting pattern. We used to have Relief Society on Tuesday, Primary on Wednesday, MIA on Thursday, and so forth. Since the change, I just can't seem to bond with anybody when we move into a new ward. I used to be able to get to know the sisters at Relief Society, but now I feel very lonely, and also very bitter. These feelings feed off each other. I feel as if the Lord has tricked me and led me into a trap, the bait being a way of life that once offered me security. I feel abandoned, and I'm growing increasingly bitter. Apostate groups are beginning to offer an outlet for my pent-up rage. Intellectually, I know I'm wrong. I long for the feelings I once had, but when I attend church, I feel that I'm only rubbing my nose in the source of my problem. I would love to get back to wherever I jumped the tracks and end this dance of death. I desperately want to solve this problem." Close quote. I appreciate this woman's honesty, and I believe that many Latter-day Saints can identify with the struggle she is having, with one issue or with another. Every change that is made in the church affects people's lives in different ways. The general authorities introduced the consolidated meeting schedule to reduce the travel requirements that were burdening the saints in many areas and to allow more time for the family in today's fast-paced world. But this change has also produced other consequences, and we may need to find ways to compensate for them. The key is to get back to the first 3 events in the Lord's model. We must regain a sense of our true identity and our relationship with Heavenly Father through sincere and earnest prayer. We must strengthen our relationship with Christ and our understanding of His gospel by studying the Scriptures and deeply pondering the Atonement. And we must recommit ourselves to the covenants we have entered into so that we can enjoy the guidance and gifts of the Spirit. If the woman who wrote that letter will take the initiative to personally experience these 3 events every day, the Holy Ghost will help her adjust socially and emotionally to the block meeting schedule. He will fully compensate for what she has lost and will eventually help her build friendships with other members of her ward, even though it may be difficult. For a time, she may have to get her fellowshipping from her Heavenly Father and His Spirit. But in response to her earnest prayers and her own efforts, the Lord can also cause people to cross her path who will bring her the human nurturing and warmth she needs. We must build our lives not on the church, but rather on Christ and His gospel. When we do that, we are able to contribute to the church and help it become more and more like Christ and His gospel. He said, "It is my church, if it so be that they," that is the members, "are built upon my gospel, and if it so be that the church is built upon my gospel, then will my Father show forth His own works in it." He said that in 3 Nephi 27.